Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, March 26th. It could be an icy weekend coming up. Environment Canada has a special weather statement saying a potent ice storm is likely from Friday to Monday. They're predicting it will affect parts of southern and northeastern Ontario, the worst from Parry Sound to Kingston, but Grey Bruce is part of the statement at this point. OPP are now confirming remains found in the Southampton Harbour earlier this month do in fact belong to 32-year-old Brendan Martin. He had been reported missing on January 20th and had been found during a search led by his family on March 16th. At that time, Martin's family and a group that looks for people who are missing called Please Bring Me Home had said they had found Brendan Martin's body. Today, the OPP are confirming it's him. They say their joint investigation is continuing with the Saugeen Shores Police OPP and Chief Coroner. Northern Bruce Peninsula is rehiring birds of prey to deter geese from the Lion's Head Beach and Harbour areas this summer. Council approved bringing back Imperial Falconry services during a meeting this week for $40,000 to remove nuisance birds and hire integrated goose management services for $14,000 to relocate the geese. Last year, the municipality hired Imperial Falconry Services to manage the goose population. Staff have submitted applications to the Canadian Wildlife Service for migratory bird control permits to use the falconry service and the nest and egg removal and relocation services. Hanover police say a 38-year-old Brockton man was arrested and faces several charges, including break and enter, possession of stolen property, and breach of probation in relation to two smash and grab incidents in Hanover recently. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says the suspect was on his way to jail within 12 hours of the second break-in. Knoll says some of the stolen property was also recovered. On the federal election campaign trail, the NDP say they'd remove the GST from essentials, including heating bills, pre-made grocery meals, and children's clothing. They say it would save the average family about $448 a year. They say they'd also restore the capital gains tax the Liberals just canceled. Liberal leader Mark Carney is proposing a $2 billion strategic jobs fund for the auto supply sector to protect jobs from the impact of U.S. tariffs. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has an announcement about more money for seniors, increasing the RRSP age from 71 to 73, and the retirement age kept at 65 for the Canada Pension Plan, Old Age Security, and Guaranteed Income Supplement. The fourth victim of Winnipeg serial killer Jeremy Skibicki has been identified. Up until now, she had been referred to as Buffalo Woman. Police have now identified her as Ashley Christine Shingus. She was 30 years old and from St. Teresa Point and is Sinanu Nation. Manitoba Premier Wab Kinew has promised to search a landfill for her remains. Skibicki murdered four First Nation women in 2022, Morgan Harris, Mercedes Myron, and Rebecca Contois. He was sentenced to four life sentences last August. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 178 points to 25,161. The Dow Jones is down 132 points. Our dollar is trading at 70 U.S. cents, down 0.02 of a cent, and the price of oil is $69.85, up 85 cents a barrel. In sports, four games in the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks are the lone Canadian team in action. They visit the New York Islanders. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto takes on Boston. It's game four of the PJHL Public Division Final. That's set to go tonight between the Hanover Barons and Fergus Whalers. The Barons are looking to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. That's underway at 8:30 in Fergus. The OHL Draft Lottery is set to go this evening. The four non-playoff teams, Guelph, Sarnia, Peterborough, and Ottawa, all have a shot at the top pick in next month's priority selection. The Owen Sound Attack are set to open their playoff series with the London Knights on Friday at Canada Life Place. You can catch the game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. And in the NBA, the Raptors take on the Brooklyn Nets. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A mainly clear sky tonight, 20-kilometer wind gusts, a low around minus 7, feeling like minus 13 with the wind chill through the overnight, a 60% chance of rain or flurries Thursday afternoon, 50-kilometer wind gusts and a high of 8 degrees. Right now it is +2 in Meaford, -2 in Tobermory, -1 in Walkerton, and it's -1 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.